Just for Tyler, just, I'm confused, the one letter from Jonathan said that you had 8 by 19 parking stalls, and you're...
That was my error. It's 9 by 18, I transposed.
It should be 9 by 18.
9 by 18, not 8 by 19, that was my error.
He makes mistakes every now and then.
I can't believe it.
Just to see if you guys are awake, I plant them intentionally, yeah.
That's it?
Good.
Any other questions? All right, Patty, public comment, do we have any cards?
One card from Dan Meeks.
Could you please give us your name and address, sir?
Dan Meeks, 1732 Greening Lane in Kirkwood. My wife and I have lived in Kirkwood 23 years, and I'm here to speak in support of this project. Both our kids went through the Kirkwood school system. My wife was on the school board, she's on the library board, we love Kirkwood. Our circle of friends in Kirkwood, from a social standpoint, are parents of who our kids went to school with. We're empty nesters, and so are the parents of our friends. One of our friends just moved away from Kirkwood because they couldn't find a project like this, they couldn't find condos. I'm tired of mowing the yard, you know, I'm tired of, you know, cleaning up the house, my wife is too, and we're looking for a project like this. You know, just, so we just think it's a great project for Kirkwood. I would have liked to have walked across the street to this meeting, but we heard about that project too late, and I'm not a relative of John's either, so, but just very supportive of this project.
Thank you very much. Any further questions? All right, well, our next step is to appoint a subcommittee, and that subcommittee will be comprised of Commissioners Duhul and Deal. So you need to set a time and a place for an onsite meeting.
Next Tuesday.
Deal and Ms. Duhul.
The 12th. The 11th, sorry.
11th. I can do that, morning? How early?
7:30, right?
7:30, 8? 8 o'clock, next Tuesday, the 11th?
Well, we already have one.
Well, forget about that one, what about ours?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, how about Wednesday, same time? Wednesday, the 12th?
Sure, I can do that, can you guys do that? Yeah. Oh, meet at the current building that you just built. Sure, we can meet there.
At 8.
Very good. In terms of internal items, remember everybody, Jonathan, did you have anything that you wanted to?
We do have one item that came up recently, just to make the board, the commission aware of, it's nothing that will require your action, but we've had, in the code, we have a kind of quirky issue with our basement definition for single family. We found out recently there's a clerical error that the code states, essentially, it's considered, defines a basement by a story that's partly underground with at least half of the story above ground, so that it would say, but it clearly should be at least half below ground. So anyway, this has been identified, we discussed with the city attorney, and it's been identified as a clerical error. We're going to be fixing that. We do have some, just wanted to bring it to your attention. We're making this change. It is because it's clerical in nature. It's not going to come before you, but it is going to be fixing an error that we have identified in the code.
But it will come before us.
It will not. It will not. It's actually caused, so there are a couple cases that are going to Board of Adjustment at the upcoming meeting to ask for variances to this exact definition. But anyway, we just, after discussion with the city attorney, we felt like even though it's not coming before you, we wanted just to make sure you're aware that we're making this change, so.
All right, we're getting back to internal items, and this won't take more than about 20 minutes, so I
I move we adjourn.
Second.
We do have our Christmas party, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday, the 19th, and it's going to be at 19?
119 North.
119 North and...
Can we readdress it 1219 North for that night?
Yeah.
I thought I would just park here and walk up. That might be easier.
All right. $25 a head, and Patty is collecting that, and those checks should be made out to you, correct?
Yes,
all right. So everybody...
That old trick.
Pony up, yeah. Right? Our next meetings are January 2 and 16. Let Patty know if you cannot make those. And then February 6 and 20. And now do I have a motion to... Oh, David?
I just want to ask how our colleague's doing.
Oh, yes. Kathy?
Oh. She's doing well. She's at a different rehab center. She's getting 3 to 3.5 hours of a combo of physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy every day, 6 days a week, which is a lot. Her left side's is the one that's the weak side, and she's able to move her fingers and her toes and is starting to weight bear on the left leg. So she's coming along pretty well and is engaged in making all of the decisions and with regard to her care. And it's the University of Wisconsin Rehab Center, I think is what it's called, but it's really cutting edge on for stroke victims. So I'll tell her you asked.
Thank you.
Thank you for raising that, David. Now, do I have a motion to adjourn? All in favor, everybody, all in favor, jump up and leave. There we go. All right. Thank you.